Kimi shenogach. This guy is like talocha. That kimi shenogach shor chamor v'gomel. V'nasa muad lakil. If an animal stoishes a shor, a chamor, and a gomel, that's called a muad lakil. In other words, he's mamish a muad. We see the guy's a total shoyter. And he's spot to mikol mitzvahs. Rashi gemar shenogach like an ox that stoishes, that gores, another shor, another chamor, another gomel. But by the kama, the nasa muad lakil. For layer minim, we don't say that you married l'shol l'shloisha. The whole minimini. He doesn't have to stoish each person separately. The hoyo v'hu ashloisha. The is what's the slushing here? You don't have to do each one of them three times. If he does all these three different things, that's a total probaraya. This person is a shaita. That's planning Rav Huna. Now, according to the locha, it's not like Rav Huna. The locha is like Reb Yechanan, it says, afilu b'yachas. You see a person do one of these things without a good reason, that's called the shaita, he's put them in a mitzvah. Amar Rav Papa. Papa said, Ishmiel ed Rav Huna, hod etanya. Did Rav Huna hear? This is what we learned. Eizel shaita. What's called the shaita? Zeha ma'avid koma shenoistim lei. A shaita means whatever you give him, he throws away. Have he heard the bay? He would have been chayzer. That's what Papa said. Rav Huna says he has to do all these three things. So Papa says Rav Huna would have heard this halacha, that a shaita means if he loses whatever you give him, he's called a shaita, he would have been chayzer. Fratigumar, what does it mean? Iboy lehu, ki have he heard the bay? He only would have been chayza for ripping your clothing. That's not a good raya. He would have been chayza from all of them. This Gemara says teiku. Rashi says Yishmiel had a time the mashma the double rechad machzikin ma'aseh b'shoyta. Have you heard of it? Here it's mashma. Even if it does one thing alone is called a shoyta. So what's the Gemara suffix? He boluk. Have you heard of it? Me'makarik susay. Who the heavy hearted bay? The domi leho. Then that's true. Here you see, if you do one thing, you call the shaita. But maybe the only thing that's really very foolish, that to rip your clothing, come out, there's no reason for that. So if you rip your clothing, it'll be chayza, that's called a fool. But maybe the other two things is not called. I do my name, the kulo heavy hearted bay. Maybe it's chayza, either one, any one of the three things he does now, he also agrees to become a fool, the shaita, but my bad take him. The kopar on the locher is any one of these things you do, you have the same shaita. But the vetumtim v'yadrubnis, a person that's a suffix, if he's a man or a lady, he's also part of a mitzvah's riya. Tana rabbanin, the pasuk says zochor loitzi yas anoshim. Noshim women are part of a mitzvah's oil regal. The mitzvah on yom tov to go to the base of mikdash to bring the kavanas is only upon the men and not upon the ladies. Rashi zochor and nema zochor. The pasuk would have just said the word zochor ein nochal loitzi elas anoshim. It would only part the women. But Achshav Shenem, now that the pasuk says Zechurcha, says like a bigger lashon Zechurcha, but Lehoitzi Av Tumtum V'Yadrugnis Im Anoshim. That even a Tumtum Medrugnis, they're also part of the mitzvah. The Mara says, Zechurcha, now that the pasuk says Zechurcha, Lehoitzi Tumtum V'Yadrugnis. That a Tumtum means a person that his aver is covered up. We don't know what he is, if he's a lady or a man. So since it's a suffix, min a suffix, we should have said suffix yiraisa go to chumra, give him a mitzvah to go to the regal. Even though noshim apotah, but maybe he's a man, that's the posus chucham. You have to be a vadai male to have a chiyuv. But if you're tumtum, your aver is covered up there, you're a suffix, you have no mitzvah. The androgynous means you have both simonim. You have an aver like a man, and you have a mokum like an isher also. So you're also suffix. What didn't you have? So even though maybe you're a man, but here the Torah patas you. Posuk says chucham. Only a vaday zocher is chiyim and mitzvahs are the regal, and not an adrugnas or tumtim. Then the pasuk says, "Kol zochurcha l'rabbis esaktanim." Even a katan has a chiyim to be on the regal. And the Gemara will soon see, say that's only a vaday nesmach. That's only with the rabbanim. A vaday rekatan is potim with the rice. That's only with the rabbanim. The mitzvahs chinuch. Since the maskonim is only nesmachta. So Moshe says, "Omamar." It says before the pasuk would have just said zocher loisi esanoshim. They tell me an ishus potter. What do we need a pasuk altogether for? Michti, let's see. Mitzvah sasheshes man gramu. This mitzvah to go on the regal is only on the Gimel Regalim, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and Sukkis. So that's the klal. The chol mitzvah sasei shazman gram anoshim pturis. So what do I have to have a pasuk for? Zohar to say anishvus potter pshita the potter. Mercer Yes Yitzchok, yeah, I need the pasuk. Salka Daita Chaminik, I would have thought. Nailav Riya Riya Mehakel. Let's learn out the mitzvah Elu Regel from the mitzvahs on Moitsoy Shriyas on Sukkis to hear the Kriya Satara from the Melech, mitzvah Hakel. Malahal, and just look over there, the pasuk says, Noshim also. Malahal and Noshim Chayavis. Is Afkan Noshim Chil, maybe you'll hear also Noshim Shvi Mechoy the Mitzvah Riyah. Kamash Mulan, yes, but the Apostle has to say specifically, Zechurcha, only a male is Mechoy, but not an Isha. Now, Vaitom Amar, Zechurcha Loitzi Tumtim, Viyad Rubnis. That Zechurcha means you have to be a Vadai Zohar, and not a Suffolk. Bishloy Man Drugnis Itzrich, Bishloy Man Drugnis means the person has both Simonim. He has an Aver and a Mokkel like an Isha. So there I need a Apostle, because Salta Daita Chaminach, I would have thought, Hoyov Yistleit Sad Zachrus, since Ivade has an Aver, like a man. Lechayiv, maybe he's called a man and a lady, but since he has a din man, he should have a chiyuv to bear the regel. Kamashmulan, the Chishna Pasuk is no. The Beryu Bifnei Yatzmiu, this is called the Beryu Bifnei Yatzmiu, the person. Since he has two simonim, it's not called the Zachrus, called the Beryu Bifnei Yatzmiu. But I need a Pasuk to teach me this. El, a Tumtim, but a Tumtim means the person's Mokim is covered up there. We don't know what he is. So the Chur only is a Sveiku. The guy's only a Suffolk. Is the Kashrim Yisro Kro Lemute Sveiku? Do you need a Pasuk to remind a Suffolk? That the Torah doesn't talk about Sveikus. The Torah tells you what the Alochas are. You want to have a Suffolk what this guy is? The Torah never says Alochas Nagayat to a Sveiku. Like, how come you need a Pasuk to remind the Suffolk? The Marin says, Rabbi, yes. We're talking about here now, Kishir Beitzim Bachutz. The Beitzim of the person is outside. Just as Aver itself is covered up. So such a person, he is a Zohar, but since his Aver is not covered up, that's the Chiddush, he still has a shame, Tumtim, and even such a person is also Potter for Mitzvah's Riyah. Omar Ma, before it says, calls the Churchal Rabbis as a Ktanim, that even a Kodin has a Mitzvah to be on the regal. For the Gemara of Yatnan, our Mishnah says, Chutz Micher Shoyt of a Kodin, Om Rabbi Elakasha, Kan Bekodin Shagil Achinach, Kan Bekodin Shalai Gil Achinach. Our Mishnah means, a young age, he's Potter. And here the Brisa means he's an older boy, he's 11, 12 years old. Freddy Gemara, Kunche Gila Chinuch Rabbonini. It's only with Rabbonin the Mitzvah Chinuch. How could you dash in a posuk here, calls the Churcham, that there's a Mitzvah with the Brisa to bring the kids to be on the regal? So Gemara says, Ein Achinami, Taka true. Havad it's only with Rabbonin. O cross machta biyamu. The cross only in a smachta, that's all. For the Mori Ella Krolla Mayos, if so, what was the potter say, calls the Churcham? What do we need the word kol for? Likud acherim. Netanya acherim oimrim. Ha mekameitz va metzarech nechoshech. V'yabursi pturim in ariyah. Someone that does a job that smells very bad. A guy that works with soya, with the junk. A guy that works tanning, with skin. And he smells a lot. He's potter for mitzvah riyah. Why? Mishum shenem, the posuk says, kol zechurcha. You have to be able to come together with everybody else. Swidashin Mishiyoko Lawasim Kosrucha. A person that smells normal can walk with other people. Yotsuelo Mashenka, these people that smell bad, Shainim Riyam Lawasim Kosrucha. They can't walk up with other people, nobody will walk with them. Since they can't walk up with other people, they're part of a mitzvah or Adlus Regal. Rashi says Amakamitz means Sechta Amakamitz Biyodoit Soyas Klovim. A person that gathers together the junk of a dog, the dog manure. The Yamrani Kilasakim Bemaris. He's fixing up the tan skin. Also smells very bad. And Mitzvah Mechoshim means Mitzvah B'makim Shechor from Eisoi. The place where you dig out the copper. When a carpet also smells very bad. So kids, so these people smell very bad. Therefore, they can't be together with other people. That's like a part of a mitzvah's Eilish Riyah. Eilish Riyah is only Kol Zchurcha, a person that can mingle with other. If you can't be with others, you're part of the mitzvah. Alright, we'll stop here.
We're holding down Dalar Amaralov, the Gemara, second line, the big lines. Noshim v'yavodim sheinim eshechurorim. An Isha and Eved is not freed, is also potter for the mitzvah to be Eilo Regal. The potter for mitzvah's Riya. So Gemara says, Bishlei menoshim, it's understandable, noshim k'di amorin. Like we said before, and it says the pasuk Zchurcha, and Zchurcha means a Zachra, not an Isha, and Isha is potter for mitzvah's Eilo Regal. Elo avodim inolin.
How come an Eved? Eved here means an Eved Kenani. How come he's part of the mitzvahs Eulis Riyah? Omar Rafune, Omar Kro. The verse says, El Pnei Yodin Hashem. You have to be Eulu Regal to see Hashem. El Pnei Yodin Hashem, to see the Yodin of Hashem. So Idashina means, Mishen Lo Yel Odin Echad. Only someone that only has one other and one master. A regular Jew only has one master. Yotza Zeh goes out this person, this Eved Kenani, Sheyeshli Odinacher. He has another master, he's an Eved Kenani. Since he's Meshubba to somebody else, he's part of a mitzvah's Eulis Regal. So Gemara asks, Holom Likro, what do we need this pasuk for? Michti, let's see. Kol mitzvah Sheisha Chayeves Bo, Eved Chayev Bo. That's the klal. An Eved Kenani has chiyuv and mitzvah like an isha. So any mitzvah an isha is mechuyev and an Eved Kenani has a chiyuv to do. But kol mitzvah she'enu isha chayev bo, any mitzvah that an isha is potter to do, the klal is enu Eved chayev bo. An Eved Kenani is also potter from that mitzvah. Why? The goma lo lo isha. We learn out all chiyuv mitzvahs by an Eved Kenani from an isha. So any isha an isha is potter from, automatically an Eved is potter from. And Rashi says, Lo lo miisha, ksiv hocho, uksiv bekosav lo, uksiv hoso moichuposha leniten lo. So you learn out Eved Kenani, or Shifcha Kenanis, from a parasha of an isha. So if so, since an isha is potter to oil regal, pshita Eved Kenani is potter. So Gemara says, Oma Ravina, lo nitzacho elo la miisha, chetziv Eved, chetziv ben chorin. I'll tell you, this drosha, as the apostle says, a pnei yodin Hashem, only someone that has one master and not two masters, you do not need it for regular Eved Kenani. A regular Eved Kenani is like an isha potter. The chiddush is if an Eved Kenani is half freed. Since he's a chatzi ben chorin, we said it had two shutvim, two Jews owned him, and one Jew was meshacha freed his half. So now the Eved is called half free. The half that's free, l'chura has a loch like a zachar. So I would have thought maybe that half has a chiyah to be other regular. Are that kamash will know? Since the mice of this person has another Odin, he has another master, half of him is still a slave, therefore he's part of a mitzvah on the regal. So Mar says, Deka, now I'm not bringing a proof like this. Tikatoni, our Mishnah says, Noshim v'yavodim sheinim m'shechrorim. It says, an Isha is part of to be on the regal, and an Eved that is not freed. For the Gemara, my sheinim m'shechrorim. What does the Mishnah mean when it says the Eved Kenani that's not freed yet? He's not m'shechrorim. Elaine, if you want to tell me Shayna Meshacharim Klal, a pure Eved Kenani is not freed at all. If so, listen to Avodim Stoma. Let the Mishnah say, Noshim and Avodim Apotter. Stoma Eved means an Eved Kenani that's not freed yet. El Olav, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, Shayna Meshacharim Lagamri? They're not freed completely, but they are a little bit freed. Oma Ninu, who's that? Mishachetiv Eved Vechetiv Ben Chorin. Shema Mina. A person that's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, such a person is still called an eved, because the ma'aseh, half of him is still meshubid, so therefore he's potter to be on the regal, because he still has another odon, and not from this pasuk that says, El pnei odon Hashem, only if you only have one master. So Rashi learns like this. Lo nitzcha Rashi says, Abemiyo lemishnach reina, this is good according to our Mishnah, but the Gemara says it doesn't go according to the Mishnah reina we had before. Because according to the second Mishnah Achreino, a chatzi eved is mechuyiv in mitzvah sayin regal. Why? Hoylo b'yodeinu lochoyf es rabboi chayiv. Since Bezdin forces the master to free the chatzi eved, so it's considered as if he's freed right now, so we don't look as if he has the master. The yein lo yel odin echod, that's called he has one odin. That's what the Mishnah Achreino holds. But this Gemara now is saying Shah now Mishnah that goes according to the Mishnah Rishayna. According to the Mishnah Rishayna, if you have an Eved that was half freed and half Eved, the locker is he remains that way, and one day he works for his master, and one day he's free for himself. So according to that Svara, the Mishnah says that such an Eved is potter to be ever regal. Even though half of him is free, so maybe like a zocher, he should have to go. That's this pasuk. No, al pnei yodin Hashem only mishiyesh to odin echad for loy eved that has two odins. Right. Then the Mishnah says v'yachigur v'yasuma v'cholav yazokin. A lame person, a blind person, a sick person, an old person, they're prohibited from going all the regal. Tana rabbanon. Pasuk says gimur regolim prat labalikabin. The words regolim means three times. but it also means the lashon of regular feet, means only people that have feet. Bashenka in Balei Kaba means they don't have feet. They have wooden feet. So such a person is supposed to be on the regular. Dover Acher, another pshat is no. That this drosha of Balei Kaba we know from the words pomin. It also, the next pasuk says, gimel pomin. That pomin means you have to be able to take steps, you have to have feet. Someone that doesn't have feet, he's mamayit, there's no mitzvah from the word pomin. So Dover Acher, what do I do with the word regolim? That regolim means prat lechiger. Someone that has 2 feet, but they're lame, he can't walk with them. Re'asu l'chayla, somebody that's sick, or the suma, blind person, or the zokin, an older person, or the shayna yachal alas baraglav, and somebody that cannot walk up to the base of Migdish with his own feet. So Gemara says, what does this last one mean? U'shayna yachal alas baraglav lasu yamai, what does it come to include? We already said all the cases. If you're sick, if you're lame, so Gemara says, lasuya, so Omarova,